This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by Is that DMB?
Yeah.
All right.
Drum and bass. Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Horse.
Okay. So much like the horse that you are.
Justy Stallion.
Coming in fast and hard and hot.
Yeah.
And wet.
It's my like my Don Shabio character is going to be Justy Stallion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Champagne.
Yes. That's it. That's right. We're going to kick off today's festivities with a little poem.
Poetry.
Poem section.
This is a lot of poems.
This is many small poems.
Small poems.
The delicate Japanese art of the haiku.
Yes. I decided to switch it up a little bit. Yes. I didn't have time to write anything long form because I like to actually like take my time with those and make them I think
cohesive stories.
Not so much.
Oh, okay.
But, so I just wrote 1,000, really, or not 1,000, I wrote 10.
10.
I wrote 10 haikus.
Pretty much 1,000.
10 haikus about horse.
Horse, yeah.
I think they're great.
Horse.
I think you're really going to enjoy them. I like to call this segment horse coo.
Horse coo, okay.
Horse coo.
Yeah, this is, a horse, everybody knows, is one of the main,
ingredients
to comedic goodness.
Right.
Horses are always funny.
Haiku's about horse coo.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Okay. This one.
Do you need any background sounds or music or anything?
Yeah.
What do you want? Horse gallops?
Sure.
Okay.
And maybe some Western, you know? Exactly.
Horse.
Song.
Gallop. Song. Horse song for kids.
All right. No, that's horse racing.
Wait. Yeah. Oh, this is Miss Patty. Miss Patty's about to lay down some science.
There once was a big brown horse.
Yeah.
He loved to run, of course. He'd run right past the finish line and then he'd run some more.
This isn't going to do it for you?
No.
He'd trot.
Too distracting.
He'd run.
No, really?
I need some Western. I need some Western music.
But this horse, he walked and he galloped.
I don't care.
He'd run. He'd gallop and gallop and gallop and gallop and gallop. His name was Little Red. He was a
horse Western song. The Western riding motivational music video.
Instrumental.
Let's see.
All my wolves begin to howl.
No.
Horse Western song instrumental.
Horse.
Here it is.
There we go.
Yep.
There we go, partner.
Yep. Here we are in the wild, wild west.
All right. This one's titled, What Do a Horse Do?
Okay. I've always wondered.
You ready?
Yeah.
The horse. Yeah, turn down a little bit. Yeah, turn down a little bit. That's good. I'll tell you, what do a horse do?
What do a horse do?
Okay. Horse like to do.
Yeah.
Eat grass, eat hay, say nay, okay?
Okay.
Horse, 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 horse!
Does that count?
Yeah.
Just five words?
Yeah.
Same word?
There's no rules.
I know. It's art.
Next
horse,
one.
Horse art.
Horse, 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 horse! This next one is called A Horse is a Horse.
What?
It's called a horse.
A horse is a horse. That's like saying all horses are the same.
A horse is a horse. Big, tall, toothy, majestic. Oh, yeah. Love that, huss. I put no effort into it.
Yeah,
some of them. This one's called the Sound of Huss. You ready?
No.
You ready?
Oh God, yeah. Those aren't words.
Clop, 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 clop. This is the sound of Huss. No, this is Sound of Huss.
That's okay, what yeah.
Yeah.
That's better.
And this one, this next one is called Love is a Horse. Yeah. Tall Huss, small Huss. Bad Huss, good Huss, neutral Huss. All Huss deserve love. Love is a horse.
That's true.
This one's called Huss Father. Horse head in my bed. Don Corleone upset. I was a real jerk.
That's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. This one's called Little Horse Play.
Okay.
Horse walks into bar. Bartender says, "Oh, hey there." Horse says, "Exactly."
Good.
Because they eat hay.
Yeah.
This one's called Horse Comedy.
That's exactly what it is.
Horse Comedy. Hilarious horse. Giggles got me whinnying. You gotta love that thine equine. This is Shakespearean in nature. This one's called Wild.
Wow.
Wild. A brilliant stallion. No saddle. That boy runs wild. Yippee-ki-yay, hoss.
How many words is yippee-ki-yay?
It doesn't matter how many words.
Doesn't it?
I think it's syllables.
Oh, it's syllables.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So, this one's called HHH.
Triple H.
Triple H.
Okay.
Happy Huss Hoedown. Yeehaw. Giddy up. Bullseye. Rootin' and tootin'. This is my favorite. This is the last one. It's called Yeehaw.
Yep.
I drive the dang Huss. I got my boots on up there. Can't you hear the spurs? You want me to draw you a horse?
Yeah. Okay. Draw a horse.
Horse.
He's doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, he is doing it. Justy boy done did the dang thing.
Horse.
He drew a dog.
Horse.
Yeah, how do you spell horse?
H-U-R-S.
Okay.
So that's Husku. Husku.
Huscore. Love that.
I shouldn't have sat out in the cold last night. I shouldn't have done that. But I did it, and I got to live with my decisions.
You sat out in the cold?
Sat on the cold for
what does
a
that
while.
Mean?
I was just out in the cold.
Where?
Huh?
Where were you out in the cold?
I don't want to talk about it.
You could have just gone inside.
I was on a hill.
Oh.
Yeah, I was on a bench.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. You know, it's personal.
Listen, you know what?
What?
Have you ever heard of a boxer by the name of Peter McNeely.
No.
He's from Boston.
Okay. I knew that.
He fought Mike Tyson.
Okay.
Here's some video. Here's some audio of his, of him. Okay.
Did he win?
No.
No.
No. He got punched the fuck out real fast, too. Real fast.
That was Mike Tyson's thing.
Yeah, he did that.
He liked to do that.
Hey, keep laughing. Keep laughing. They're real funny, huh? If any one of you that doesn't respect me or what I'm doing or what I've been doing for the last 3 months since we've been announced, and going against a guy like this, you'd have a big dump in your pants.
What, are you wearing diapers?
What does that mean?
Or what I'm doing or what I've been doing for the last 3 months since we've been announced, and going against a guy like this, you'd have a big dump in your pants.
What? I still don't get it.
And I'll read my final statement. I'm Hurricane Peter McNeely from Medfield, Mass.
All right.
On Saturday night, watch me kick Tyson's ass. But if you haven't made your pay-per-view arrangements yet, make them soon. Because remember what happens when I wrap you in my cocoon.
Thank you. Wow.
He's going to wrap you in his cocoon.
1961, lost that fight. Now Peter, his son, fights. Peter, we have you for just a moment before you go out into the ring. Your thoughts before you get in with Mike Tyson.
This is for my grandfathers, my grandmothers, my father, my mother, Curly, my three brothers, last but not least, Snobby.
Fucking Snobby there.
Mr. McNeely, what was it that you have told your son?
One more.
And last but not least, Medfield.
All right.
So that's him.
And then Mike Tyson assassinated him?
Yeah. Peter McNeely talking so much. That is just so Boston area.
You don't like it. You
talking
big,
all this shit.
You got a big dump in your pants.
You don't have the fucking baby.
You don't have the fucking pay per view yet. You got
to be shitting yourself watching Barney.
You fucking watch Barney. You got a big dump in your pants. You wearing diapers. Got Huggies on.
Yeah. What do you watch? Bear in the Blue House.
What do you watch? Fucking Bananas in Pajamas. Huh? Pajamas. I
forgot about them.
Bananas in Pajamas. Huh?
So, Peter McNeely.
He's a hypocrite.
He is. We also have a listener suggestion. On Spotify, somebody, Nikki. Nikki has suggestions for you.
Okay.
She said, you can make an entire line of fuck rat products.
Yeah.
Because a couple episodes back, we did the segment, I love this business.
Right.
You came up with rat cream.
Right.
And then she said, rat cream, rat poppers. The world is your rat box. So
I appreciate it.
I don't know what that means.
Appreciate the encouragement.
But I figured I had to pass that along to you.
I appreciate it.
You know, legally I'm not a fuck rat.
No, I am though.
I know, that's why I'm telling you.
I am. Thank you for writing. God bless you. I'll be honest with you. God bless you.
Okay. So you want to pitch some movies?
Yeah.
I got some titles that I came up with.
Okay.
And then together we can come up with a plot synopsis, an elevator pitch.
Sure.
For TV movies this time. It's TV movies, ABC, family. We got first on the list, Daddy from the Deep.
Daddy from the Deep?
Yeah, and it's not a sexual daddy.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Daddy
from the Deep.
Yeah, it's a dad who gets the news that he's Poseidon's boy, and Poseidon has passed, so he has to take the crown. Daddy from the Deep.
Wow, you're right.
Yeah,
I didn't even think of it like that.
Yeah,
I was thinking Daddy comes out of the deep, out of the Mariana Trench,
right,
as a monster or something. It comes to Earth, regular Earth type,
yeah,
of ground Earth, right, and then becomes a daddy. But I like yours better.
Yeah,
yours is more. Basic
it's more practical,
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Like point A, point B.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Now, who are we going to get to play daddy?
Ooh, that is such a good question.
You know, we could get to do it if it's a Disney Channel original.
Ooh.
What's Gordo doing now?
Good point.
Very Gordo's good point. Dad aged.
Gordo could be dad, yeah.
It'd be great to see him back on the Disney Channel. We can get rid
of him. No, you get Shia LaBeouf back.
No, we can't
what?
Do that.
Why not?
No, because the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, okay.
Can't do it.
Yeah, right.
Cannot do.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever see that?
Oh, no.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. It's actually good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot.
He acts his cock off. I'll give him that.
He does.
Yeah.
No, it's funny. It was good.
You're not LaBeouf.
Okay, but, yeah, so that's so Daddy we'll from get the Gordo. Maybe we can get Beans to make a cameo.
Uh-huh. He could be the boy.
Yeah.
He could be Gordo's little boy.
Yeah, he's going to be like, yeah. Like, yes. Yes.
Gordo.
Gordon. And
then we got Ghost Rat.
Ghost Rat.
Yeah.
Okay. Ghost Rat.
Is it a karate movie?
Why would it be a karate movie?
Rat style. You know, like Ghost Dog. Karate movie.
I never
ghost
seen
dog.
It.
Oh. And then, well, there's all kinds of ghosts.
There's Ghost Cat starring, well.
Right. Starring
Elliot. Cat. Elliot Page.
Oh, that's right.
Remember we watched that?
Yeah.
That was wild.
Yeah. I have that DVD still.
Yeah. You can keep it.
Yeah. Proud owner of Ghost Cat.
Yeah.
Ghost Rat, though, I think is a karate movie with Splinter.
Okay.
He's the Ghost Rat. Go, like a ghost ninja, you know?
Yeah.
Ghost but, ninja.
But it's also a puppet.
What?
It's a puppet rat. Rat puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's it also is. A ninja.
It's like a Jim Henson rat.
It's like Cousin Skeeter. But with
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rat.
That's it. Felt.
But it's
made
a ghost?
Mostly felt. No, no. Like ghost like a ninja. Like it's sneaky.
Oh.
Ghosts fighting style.
Okay. All right.
Ghosts.
Maybe... Maybe this rat can pass away in the movie.
And is an actual ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost rat.
And he goes to the Beetlejuice dimension. He gets the book.
Yeah.
And he goes and he waits in that line.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Ghost rat.
He learns karate. No, he doesn't. He just haunts. Yeah.
He just haunts?
He just haunts.
Okay. Aimlessly haunts.
He enjoys it.
He loves to haunt.
Or maybe he learns karate at some point. He does.
Yeah, he does.
Up in that attic.
He does. He's got nothing else to do.
Yeah. He summons the ghost of Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Jackie Chan does the voice of Splinter in the new one.
Yeah, he'll do it.
It's great. He's still alive, too. So
yeah, he'll do it.
He can conjure his soul.
Or big marketing... scheme we could fake his death.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
And then he can come back to life for the premiere of the picture because it's going to be a big screen TV movie.
I like it.
Ghost Rat.
What else you got?
My Babysitter's a Spy.
I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, Russian.
Yeah,
like classic Russian. Like your babysitter shows up and it's just like wearing like a leather trench coat.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
Oh, no, it's got to be unassuming. And then...
Well, okay, right, but they...
Like, they tuck her in.
It's like a Mrs. Doubtfire, but, like, viciously communist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they come out and they see her at her super spy watch.
Yeah. It's got a little satellite dish on it.
Yeah. Talking to... what's his name? Basil?
But yeah. Basil Expedition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking to some sort of Basil.
Basil. Okay. We figured that one out by BBC.
Who's
going to
be
spy.
In it?
Heather Graham.
Okay.
She'll do it.
Christy Carlson Romano. We'll get her back.
Oh, yeah. It could be like a secret. Oh, it's a secret Kim Possible sequel. You know how Prometheus came out and they were advertising it like it's its own standalone Ridley Scott alien movie, but not in the... No relation to the xenomorphs, aliens. It's like that, but with Kim Possible. So we advertise the fuck out of it, and you don't know what you're going to get. But then the babysitter that's a spy, that's Kim Possible.
She does the voice.
All grown up.
Yeah.
And she's a spy. She's a double agent.
Okay.
Okay. She still got the fucking mole rat, though.
Good.
Yeah.
The mole rat was a Russian asset entire time.
I think it was actually a symbol. It was symbolic.
No.
The mole rat.
No.
So, next movie to pitch, I Dated a Moon Girl. So it's a prom. The prom is coming up.
Yeah.
And Jake.
All right.
Or Zach.
Jake.
Jake.
Yeah.
Jake's kind of a nerd, and he's weird, and everybody makes fun of him, says he's weird.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're never going to get a date to the prom. And Jake is like, I'll show you.
Well, he starts believing it that he won, and until he meets a moon girl.
Until he meets a moon girl.
Until he meets the moon girl.
The moon girl comes into it, like, shows up to abduct him. She's an alien from the moon. Right?
No.
No?
No. She's his neighbor.
Oh, my neighbor's a moon girl. It could be another in the series.
Yeah, he's going to date her, too.
Right.
She's a moon girl. And when the moon is full.
Yes.
Gravity works different for her. Huge problem on the night of the prom. Huge problem.
It's raining out. You're talking about
she makes everybody float.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then she drowns everybody in her moon blood.
I Dated a Moon Girl.
Yeah, it's like Carrie, but with
I was thinking moon a little people. I was thinking more like the going to the prom, like I'm dating this alien from another planet who tells me, Jake, that I'm okay.
I like it.
It's okay to be weird, you know?
Right.
She's going to show everybody, and then the whole school is going to like the moon girl.
Yeah, because she's good at breakdancing.
Right. Yes, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Totally.
Especially during the full moon.
She wins the hacky sack contest. She's the best, first one picked in gym class.
Yeah.
So that's the moon girl for you. How about the Safari Kid?
The Safari Kid, that's a new Tim Allen movie.
Yeah.
He's back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Safari Kid, it's him and...
He's just being very insensitive in Africa.
No, yeah.
That's probably, yeah, it's Tim Allen. He's doing it for the CMT network, so.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. Then that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, he's got a son.
It's basically Jungle 3 Jungle.
Pretty much, yeah. He's got a son that he's gonna, you know, he's divorced.
Uh huh.
You know?
Yeah.
He gets that son back somehow. His old wife dies.
Is he a safari man? Like, is he a tour guide?
No.
Okay.
No.
They just live in the Serengeti?
No. They go there.
Okay.
On a vacation because he wants to get his son feeling better after the death of his tragic death of his mother.
Mm-hmm.
In a horrible accident involving a boulder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Horrible anvil accident.
Okay.
Yeah.
That all checks out.
His dream is to go to the jungle.
Right.
His mother always promised him a trip to the jungle, never brought him to the jungle before she got crushed in the head by that anvil.
Crushed to death by an anvil.
And a piano.
And a piano. Yeah. Double tap.
And so Tim Allen brings this boy to the safari and they get eaten by hyenas.
Well, you're going to see him swing on a vine.
Sure.
For sure.
Definitely.
Oh, it's can't miss be, that. It's going to be a rip-roaring good time.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be it's basically going to be Ace Ventura 2.
Right.
But with Tim Allen.
But right wing.
And a boy. Yeah. Yeah, but right wing.
How about...
That's that.
How about Stepmom Mafia?
Staten Island.
Yes. I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. You get a lot of ladies.
Uh-huh.
Big hair.
Yep. Hooking up with a lot of single dads.
Yep. But they network.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's like it's like gang territory, but
one of them owns a spaghetti house.
Sure.
Sure. Balls.
We get the basic idea. That's pretty much all you need. Staten Island.
Staten Island, big hair.
Gang warfare.
Yeah.
But with stepmoms.
Yeah, stepmom mafia. Yeah. Either that or it's a porno.
Yeah, no. Come on now.
Crocodile Pop.
Crocodile Pop?
Yeah.
Like.
You can take this in a few different ways.
Yeah.
Like, you could mean, it could be Pop like a dad.
Yeah.
But it could also or just be like a name. Like Crocodile Pop is a character, like a crocodile guy.
Yeah, I kind of like that too. An animated movie, Crocodile Pop.
Yeah. Crocodile Pop. Yeah, I can see that. What's he do though? The Croc Pop. It's just Rango, basically, but with a crocodile.
Yeah. I mean, it's a perfect movie. Yeah. Why not just do it again with a croc?
Right. What about Airbug?
Airbug?
Yeah.
It's a bug that plays football.
Right. Right. Is it tied into the Airbud series?
No.
No. Totally independent.
It's its own thing.
Yeah. But there are some nods.
I mean, there's some similarities. Some
What kind of bug is it?
Firefly.
Wow. And it's just, it has a football helmet on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to everybody outside, it just looks like a hovering football helmet because it can hold up that whole weight.
Right.
No problem. And it's lit up on the inside.
Yeah.
It's a sight to see. That's Airbug coming to VHS today. Finally, Don't Tell My Dad, the movie.
Yeah. It's based on the song.
Yeah.
That we wrote.
Yeah.
It's about being a real rebellious boy. But also being afraid to get punched in the stomach by your dad.
Had a simple wine on New Year's Eve. Don't tell my dad, don't tell my dad. Watched an R-rated movie for 10/17. Don't tell my dad, don't tell my dad. I Googled movies on the family computer. Don't tell my dad, don't tell my dad. I stole a toy car from the convenience store. Don't tell my dad, don't tell my dad. Don't tell my dad, he's a real bad man. Don't tell my dad, I'll cancel all my plans. Don't tell my dad, don't tell my dad. I watched Scream 4 last Halloween. Don't tell my dad, don't tell my dad. I had a girlfriend who tried to touch my pee-pee. Don't tell my dad, don't tell my dad. I shoveled the driveway but not a path to the door. Don't tell my dad, don't tell my dad. I took a hit of reefer, then I took one more. Don't tell my dad, don't tell my dad. Don't tell my dad, he's a real bad man. Don't tell my dad, I'll cancel all my plans. Don't tell my dad, cause he's such a dick. Don't tell my dad that his truck fucking stinks. I'll be super mad and you won't be my friend. Don't tell my dad, don't tell my dad. Don't tell him, it's none of your fucking business.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You ever drink another man's blood?
Yeah.
You're taking a sip?
Uh-huh. So, something we do. A lot on this show is we try to figure out what the fuck you said. What the fuck you said? This is a segment called What You Say?
What You Said?
What You Said? It's where we try to figure out what a certain singer is actually saying in their song. We've done it with all kinds of folks. You know, we did AFI. We've done Rob Zombie many times, two times.
People like that Rob Zombie.
Yeah. This time I have three options. Three options. And I strip the music out so that we don't get,
Whacked
by Spotify.
Yeah.
I got another Rusted Root song
Okay.
called Ecstasy. And I've got Green River by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
I know what he says, though.
You know the words?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They're pretty good, though. They're pretty hard to understand.
I love that song.
Me too. That's one of my favorites.
You missed a flat rock, skip it across Green River.
Yeah.
Well, clop, clop, clop. This is the sound of us.
And then the other option I have is Tomorrow Never Comes by Rancid. It's one of the new ones. And it's one of the most mushmouth songs that I've heard ever.
Yeah, I'm on board for whatever. I don't freaking care.
Let's try to figure out what the fuck Tim Armstrong's saying.
I'm an optimist.
Is that a matter of fact?
Yep. According to my damn horoscope, yeah.
Okay, so the song's Tomorrow Never Comes by Rancid.
No trash, no joy, no civil rights.
No drugs, no trays. No trays? No civil rights?
No trash, no joy, no civil rights. Show up in the light. No trash, no joy, no civil rights. No trash, no joy, no civil rights.
No Jigsaw Jada, civil rights?
No trash, no joy, no civil rights.
Yeah, that's it.
No trash, no joy, no civil rights. Show up in a lock, get ready to fight.
Show up with a lock and you're ready to fight?
A lock?
Show up in a lock, get ready to fight.
Yeah.
Run the streets and seize the night.
Run the streets and seize the night.
Oh, I thought on the streets and seize tonight.
Run the streets and seize the night.
On the streets and seize tonight. Yeah, it could be that too. Wait, what did I hear?
Run the streets and seize the night.
Seize the night.
War on the streets and seize the night.
War on the streets and seize the night. That could be either one of those.
War on the streets and seize the night. Mow it fucking down.
Mow it fucking down?
Mow it fucking down.
Mow it fucking down. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Mow it fucking down.
It sounds like mow fucking to me.
Mow it fucking down.
Mow fucking down.
Yeah.
I was talking about the band down.
Right.
Everyone know that song, man. Hey.
Everyone I know has.
Everyone know that so many.
Some.
Has so many.
Everyone know that so many. Can't control cold lemonade.
Some money.
Everyone I know has some money. Can't control cold lemonade.
I heard lemonade too.
Everyone know that so many. Can't control cold lemonade.
Yeah, can't control cold lemonade.
He's talking about the tycoon game.
Bite the bullet, gonna seal the fate.
Bite the bullet.
Bite the bullet, gonna seal the fate.
Gonna seal the fate.
Mow fucking down.
But what was it again?
He said
mow it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But mow fucking.
Don't you tell me about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Cause tomorrow never come. Cause tomorrow never come.
Tomorrow.
Just a mountain of cum.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow.
Here it comes. It's coming back.
Tomorrow.
Tonight the wheels fell out the hustle.
Show them. Tonight the wheels fell out the hustle. Show them.
Yeah. Tonight the wheels fell out the hustle. So something.
Tonight the wheels fell out the hustle. Show no mercy, hide muscle.
So show no mercy, hide no muscle.
I heard hard muscle.
Mercy, hide muscle.
Hard muscle.
Hustle. Show no mercy, hide muscle. Now a thirsty.
Yeah, hard muscle.
Hard muscle.
Now I'm thirsty for a fight scuffle.
Now I'm thirsty for a fight and scuffle.
Thirsty for a fight scuffle.
Yeah, okay.
Mow fuck it down.
Mow fuck it down.
Running smart, not running scared.
Running smart, now running scared.
Running smart, not running scared.
Oh, okay.
Ended up when no one's dead. Ended up when no one's dead.
Whoa.
Ended up when no one's dead. War like this, no one is spared.
Ended up when.
Ended up.
Whoops.
Ended up when no one's dead.
Ended up where no one's dead.
Yeah, it's all. Yeah, like.
When no one's dead. A war like this, no one is spared.
And war like this,
no one is spared.
Okay.
More fuck it down. Don't you tell me about tomorrow.
I think that might be it. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
That sounds funny, though.
Tomorrow.
Well, that was short, so we can do
Root.
Rusted Roots 2. Song's called Ecstasy. You wanna rust my root?
Go. Since the money in your foot is green and go.
Whoa, okay.
What?
Take it away, your vape and a pen.
Whoa, take it away, your vape and a pen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that. He's definitely talking about that.
Take it away, your vape and a pen. Just the money in your footy screen now.
Just your money in your putty scream now.
Take it away, your vape and a pen. Just the money in your footy screen now.
Just the money in your putty scream.
Putty screaming.
Take it away, your vape and a pen. Just the money in your putty screen and go.
And your putty scream and go. And your putty scream and go.
Your putty.
Away and go. Take it away, your vape and a pen. Just the money in your putty screen and go.
Scream and go.
Take me off this Deckard shot. Take it away, your credit.
Taking me off this Deckard shot.
Taking me off this Deckard shot.
Yeah.
Taking me off this Deckard deck. Wait, Deckard Shacks. It's the like Shacks like Dax Shepherd.
Yeah.
Taking me off this Deckard shot. Take it away, your credit. Away and go.
Take it away, you. Curly Wingo?
This Deckard shot. Take it away, your curly way and go.
Your curly way and go.
Curly way and go.
Take me away, curly way.
See the woman screaming at the dove hair. Come back.
Whoa.
What?
See the woman screaming at the dove hair.
Not the dog head?
Maybe.
Take it away, your curly way and go. See the woman screaming at the dove hair. Come back.
See the lady? What is it? See the woman?
See the woman staring at the dove head.
At the dove head. Come back.
Or the dove head.
Dove head.
See the woman staring at the dove head. Come back. You give the care.
Young man.
See the woman staring at the dove head. Come back. You give the care.
Young man. Skeeting again.
The woman staring at the dove head. Come back. You give the care.
Skeeting again.
Yeah.
Young man skeating
again. See the blister shooting on your feet, man. Push down.
Silver bitch starts shooting at your feet. Well,
yeah.
See the blister starts shooting on your feet, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
See the blister starts shooting on your feet, man. Push down.
Push down.
Push down.
See the blister starts shooting on your feet, man.
See the bitch star shoot him in the feet. Well.
See the blister starts shooting on your feet, man. Push down.
Shoot him in the feet. Well.
Shoot him.
Man, push down.
Push down. Right.
Yeah. On your feet, man. Push down.
Okay.
Push up.
Push up.
And then push up.
Taking away your company, taking away your society.
Oh, taking away your company, taking away your society.
Wow. That really makes you think.
Man.
Taking away your company, taking away your society. Lango.
To Lango? Take away your society, Lango?
Society, Lango. You get me off this backwards shot, take it away.
Get me off this backwards shot.
You give me off this backwards yacht, take it away your
the backwards yacht.
You give me off this backwards yacht.
See, I heard backwards rat.
Off this backwards yacht, take it away.
Backwards rat.
Give me off this backwards yacht, take it away your features.
Whoa.
Give me off this backwards yacht, take it away your features.
What the fuck? You just turned into a bumblebee?
Yeah.
Take it away your features.
Taking away your features.
What was that?
And then that's an erasing noise that he's making with his mouth.
Oh,
he's
wow.
Taking away your features.
Taking away your features. Whoop.
Holy shit. See? Yeah. Wow.
You see what I mean?
That's revolutionary. No yeah, wonder Rusted Root is so very respected.
Root.
Root. He's probably going to repeat the same shit.
Again and again.
And again and again.
Again and again.
Why is he singing like that?
I don't know.
I think I'm pretty sure he's trying to just say again and again, but he comes out as again and again.
I'm not familiar with Rusted Root, I'll be honest with you. I've heard the name.
Well, we did that one other song from them. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh man, that song. Hold on. Let me just refresh your memory real quick. This one.
Oh yeah, okay.
Tell you to run,
oh boy.
Tell you to run,
oh boy.
The moment you see, moment you are.
Wow, this is a great video too. Okay.
Come back again and again. See the best stars coming on your deep end. Push.
See the bitch man shoot him in the feet well?
Yeah.
See the bitch ass shoot him in the feet, man.
Push now your bitch ass.
The bitch ass.
The bitch ass.
See the bitch ass shoot him in the feet, man. Push down.
See the bitch's ass grilling on your feet well.
See the bitch ass shoot him in the feet, man. Push down.
Grilling on your feet well.
Yeah.
Push down.
Push down.
Push down.
Work on my ass.
What?
Welcome, Mass.
Hey, welcome, Mass.
Welcome, Mass.
You're welcome, Mass.
Welcome, Mass.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Mass.
You're welcome, Mass.
Welcome, Mass.
Welcome, Mass.
Yeah. Welcome, Mass.
Welcome, Mass.
Welcome, Mass.
Welcome, Mass. Living in the world of ecstasy with you.
Live on a beat, live on a pound of ecstasy.
Living on a pound of ecstasy. Living in a world of ecstasy when you. I wouldn't want to be living in a world of ecstasy with you. Okay.
Living on a beat.
He looks like he lives on only beats.
Beat.
And root. Beat root. Fish.
Cinnamon and fish.
Cinnamon and fish.
Cinnamon and fish.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Cinnamon and fish.
Cinnamon and fish.
That's good.
Cinnamon and fish.
What's that one? Is he erasing it again?
Cinnamon and fish. Cinnamon and fish.
Cinnamon. Cinnamon and fish.
Cinnamon and fish. Cinnamon and fish.
Cinnamon and fish. Cinnamon inside you.
Yeah. That's just him doing the cinnamon challenge at the same time.
Cinnamon and fish. Cinnamon and fish. Cinnamon and fish.
Cinnamon attack. Living on a beat, living on a whale of ecstasy.
A whale of ecstasy?
Living in a whale of ecstasy. Like Pino Chicchio.
Come sail away. It could use a few more of those. But other than that, it was a rocking jam.
Yeah.
So.
What do you want me to draw for you?
Penguin.
Penguin?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it.
Do it.
You want me to
do it
now?
I'm telling you, yeah.
You want me to do it right now?
Yeah, while I'm lining up a new segment.
Okay. Penguin. He's going to have a monocle.
Sending you a link. Because we got another segment. As soon as you're done drawing that penguin. That's him. That's a penguin, yeah.
How do you like the spelling?
I can't read that. It looks like hieroglyphics.
P-E-N-G-W-U-N.
Penguin.
Penguin.
Yeah, exactly. So now we got a segment called Rope Games.
Ooh, okay.
Made a triumphant return recently, and I've got some more. This is a weird phenomenon where on the Google, the Android game play store, where you download games, there are all kinds of like just shitty, barely playable, if at all, games on there that have crazy descriptions that are usually seem like they're written by AI or a really bad translation. And either way, it's always a fun time to be had. And for some reason, they're often linked back to ropes. Rope. A lot of them are rope games where...
Is this the only one you got?
No.
I was going to say, because the about is like very short.
It is, but it's a good one. It's really good.
Okay.
Oh, shit. The other one I have must have gotten taken down, but we can find another one. Whenever you're ready.
Jetpack Hero Miami Crime.
Yes.
Crime Fighter Simulator Game. Rash fights with air tactical moves on jetpack.
Mm-hmm.
Smart AI for more intense combats. Grand selection of weaponry at local guns shop.
Mm-hmm.
Special tasks with extra profit rewards.
Those are good tasks.
Police spec forces fear you most. You are the worst dream of local justice and gangsters. You are a fearsome creature, half human, half something else.
Oh, what could that be?
Cat.
Penguin.
Penguin. Penguin. Fight for your lust of action and blood. Choose the best ways to crush your enemies. Go up in the skies and feel the freedom above the city drowned in crime. Be okay. The almighty city crime nightmare.
That's the best part. Be the almighty city crime nightmare. That's what I've always wanted to be.
Yeah.
Let's see how the reviews. 5 stars. Best game in its category. It has everything some of whose some games have, some don't. Okay?
Yeah.
Character has jetpack that allows you to fly. You can destroy car and bike. You can ride cars and bikes, kill people. The best part is that you can drive helicopter and tank also. There is a shop for guns and bullets and for knife and other weapons. 5 stars from a Google user.
I got
Naxique's superhero.
A Rope Hero Mafia City Wars.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we've done this one before.
Is it good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
About this game, superhero fight crime, jump like spider, shoot like a god, use superpowers.
Okay.
The new age of...
This had Mafia in the title.
Yes.
Okay.
Rope Hero Mafia City Wars.
Okay.
The new age of superhero gaming is here. Try the second part of our best action game. With the blue superhero, use superpowers and guns to fight crime. New features of the Rope Hero Mafia City Wars. Number 1. New District Capture Mode. Fight with the Shifters Gang and free the city from crime and gangsters.
Uh-huh.
Number 2.
That's what I was going to do.
Number 2. District yeah. Bosses.
Yeah.
Each district is controlled by the gangster boss. Beat them all to win.
Beat them all being the gangster boss. Yeah.
District,
singular.
District gangster boss.
Okay.
Number 3. Tip number 3.
Uh-huh.
New superhero skins.
Okay.
Try a new look from your rope, from your super rope.
Rope arsenal?
Hero.
For, what?
Try a new look for your super okay. rope hero. Which of them is the best fit for you?
Me?
Yeah. Number 4. New quests with the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Seek and complete a bunch of new quests and drive through the safety of the superhero.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number 5, new weapons. Find the new guns from a wide range of firearms and cold weapons.
Oh, yeah, cold weapons.
Oh, yeah. Learn the best approach to use in every battle with crime people. So,
yeah, everybody's got to fight crime people, especially rope heroes.
Number 6, tip number 6.
Mm-hmm.
Renewed open world.
Mm-hmm.
See the improved quality of graphics. For everything, streets, cars, weapons, superhero skins, much more.
Yeah.
Number 7.
Good graphics.
The old friends of the superhero.
That's it?
The super rope
oh.
with no limits. Jump like a spider.
Oh, yeah. No limits to the rope.
Jump like a spider through the city and control the streets full of crime.
Uh-huh.
Use your arms and legs to set the law. Or use serious stuff. Guns, melee weapons, super weapons. Take any car at your wish.
Wow. You're anywhere, a superhero and you take a car? At any
time. Become a super rope hero today. Try yourself at an amazing action game with RPG elements and have a lot of fun. Play Rope Hero Mafia City Wars game now and beat the crime.
Rope 1, crime 0.
Yeah. Rope Hero 3.
Simply Rope Hero 3?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's Simply Rope Hero on here too. This one's long.
Rope Hero Vice Town.
Yeah.
If you like superhero gaming apps, try to play our best action game with the blue superhero. He has a rope with limitless superpowers. Remodeled Vice City has become even more challenging and exciting to explore than ever before. Fight the injustice on the streets of Vice Town. Jump like a spider from one building to another to get experience and level up. Improved quality of graphics and completely redesigned 3D open world is waiting.
Now simply get off your keister and do.
Simply do. Okay. WL gives this one 2 stars. I've played this game before, but it has truly changed. The only huge problem I have is the controls. They're wacky and actually complicated to use. When I try to climb building, my character won't jump.
What?
What? He simply falls off. Hope these mechanics are fixed.
Hope they're fixed. I gotta say, I do hope.
Wow. Rope Hero Vice Town. This game looks incredible.
Rope Hero Vice Town?
Yeah. I'm just watching this like a preview video for it, and it looks amazing.
I'm tired.
Okay, quick spelling bee, and then we're done.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
If you don't know, Justy Boy is a world-renowned speller.
Yeah, I got pen and paper, too, so I'll...
His accuracy is through the roof. First word. You ready?
Yeah.
It's an easy one.
Yeah.
Goofy.
Goofy?
Yeah.
Goofy.
Goofy.
Goofy. Goofy.
Goofy.
Goofy. G.
Yeah.
U.
Yeah.
F.
Yep.
E.
Yep.
E.
Yes. Okay.
Goofy.
Yeah, I thought you weren't going to get it there for a second. I thought you were going to say EY, but.
I had to write it out.
Yeah. EE. You're right. That one's right. Next question. Next word.
Yes.
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee?
Yeah.
Bumblebee. Bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee. Bumblebee. B.
Mm-hmm.
U.
Mm-hmm.
M. B. O. B. Bumblebee.
I knew you were going to say. Yes. Accurate.
Yeah.
Perfect score. Next word. Wrench.
Wrench?
Yeah. Wrench. Shh. Sound it out. Wrench.
Wrench.
Yep.
R.
Yep.
E.
Yes.
N.
Yes.
T.
Okay. Yep.
S.
Yep.
H.
There it is. You got it.
Wrench.
100%. Wrench. How about this?
Yeah.
Next one. Next word. Bridge.
Bridge. B-R-I-J. Bridge.
Perfect score. All right. One more.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Peanut.
Peanut. No, that one's too easy.
Yeah, that's just P-N-U-T, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about broccoli?
Broccoli. How about slaughter?
Slaughter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Slaughter.
Yeah, how do you spell slaughter? Do that one instead.
Slaughter. S L A W T U R.
Slaughter. Yep. Correct.
It's you.
It's you.
It's you.
Tur. Tur. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Sleepy. I'm sleepy too. So it's time to sleep.
Yeah.
But we'll be back next week, and it'll be a good time. So join us next week for another one. Okay?
Yeah.
What's our website?
Coolparents.co.
Go there.
I've been there.
That'll get you wherever you got to go. And we also have a Patreon.
Yep.
Patreon.com/coolparents. Starts at $3. You got all kinds of listening content and pictures. Pictures in there. We put the yearbook pictures up there and stuff. So, yeah, why not? That's it. That's all I'm saying. Oh, give us a good review too, please. Pretty please.
Give me a nice review, B.
Yeah. Shit. That's it. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I am Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Horse.
Fuck the world. Bust the huss.
Puss.